I don't know what I'm going to do about my heat yet, but I'm going to do something about my heat.
Your daily Lex.
Wow. The company came yesterday to take a look at the heater, and they saw that various pieces of like its logic board were melting. And the guy said, it's 20 years old, and these last about 15 years. So we can replace the part for about $1,000, and it'll take a couple weeks for us to get the part. Or you can replace the whole thing, which you should do because it's 20 years old. And he's like, the cost to replace it will, you know, going to be a range, but it's probably going to be around 12 grand. Now, it just so happens that I have an internet friend, Jay. So shout out to Jay, who works in HVAC. Like, that's his industry. And he was writing to me, and he's like, that quote is crazy. because he said, like, a really fancy massive furnace would be $3,300 for the sell price to the contractor. And it's like, even if you figure an entire day at $200 an hour, a two-man crew is $3,200, and that's being generous. They can do this in under 8 hours. So $6,500 for equipment and labor. But they're quoting me double that. So that's crazy. And then I sent him what I actually currently had. I was like, oh, to just replace something that size, you'd need something smaller. So the sell price of the contractor is $2,000. So yeah, I don't know. They're going to come today in an hour and a half from when I'm recording this to pitch me and to say, here's the different options. Now, I'm also intrigued about replacing things with a heat pump. And the last time I wanted to install a heat pump, they were very opposed. They're like, no, you don't want that. It's not as good. I'm like, it's clearly as good. It's clearly better. So we'll have to have that conversation too. But I'm really, I would say, I don't know what to do if they're like, the price is $12,000. And I'm like, well, that's crazy because I'm hearing that the price to you is this. And then there's the labor. Like, where's the extra coming from? We're like, that's just what we charge. Like, then what? It's not like they're going to waive $6,000. I don't think. I am going to have the conversation, but I have no idea how they're going to answer. So that should be fun. So yeah, I got all that going for me. Between the fireplace and space heater, whatever else, like, it's been okay downstairs. Obviously not a long-term solution. I would like to have heat again. But yeah, the fireplace hasn't had to work this hard in a long time. Upstairs is warm. Now, because it's been upstairs, that we still have heat, we've been bringing Cody's crate upstairs for him to sleep for the past two nights. Cody doesn't normally go upstairs. There's nothing that specifically blocks him from going upstairs, but we taught him we didn't want him to go upstairs. I don't know why Lauren doesn't want him upstairs, but she doesn't, so he lives downstairs. He's totally fine with that, except now that he slept upstairs two nights in a row today while I was working out, he decided to go explore upstairs and check things out, and it's just very fun to me because it's like visiting a foreign country to him. So he speaks the language, though. It's woof. Okay. I think that's all I have. Just 3.5 minutes today. But that's it's okay. The episodes of this show are as long as they need to be, and sometimes longer. Anyway, I hope you're having a wonderful Thursday. And yeah, soon we'll know how much I'm paying to replace my heat with what. Because those are the unknowns.
Lex.